One of the more recent Easter traditions in the Czech Republic is a nationwide public reading of the Bible. The event, first held in 2009, was initiated by the foundation Bible 21 and has since attracted thousands of people. I spoke to its founder, Alexander Fleck, a publisher, theologian and the chief translator of the modern Czech Bible version, Bible 21, about this year's edition of the event. But I first asked him about how it all started.
This tradition, if I can call it so, has started in 2009. When we first published a new Bible translation in the Czech language called Bible 21, or the 21st century translation of the Bible. And at that time, we thought of it as a one-time effort, as an event to make the public aware of the publication of this new Bible version. And what happened was that we didn't expect how many people all around the country will participate in this. And we had over 83, I think, local gatherings in over 83 cities and towns all around the country. And what surprised us most was not just how many people participated and how many Bibles also were distributed through this effort, but that the people spontaneously said, we will be here again next year. So that's something we didn't plan, but now we have a 12th annual edition of this nationwide event this Easter week. So that's a nice surprise.
So what is the aim of this event?
So the aim really is to make our public aware that the Bible is not a dead book, or it's not just an artifact that belongs in a museum or in the church, for that matter. Because many Czech people say, well, I don't read the Bible because I don't go to church, I'm not a believer. It's well known that the Czech Republic rates among the most atheist or secular nations worldwide. So we often hear this. And our aim is to actually make known to our public that the Bible is our common cultural heritage, and that it's a surprisingly actual book that is speaking to human condition that is very much the same today as it was thousands of years ago. So we thought there are public readings of Hans Christian Andersen's books in the libraries every year, and there are other public readings of other literature. And we thought, why not make a public reading of the Bible in the same way, so that people who don't go to church can encounter it maybe on a street or in a cafe or library. And the results were surprising. People who never read the Bible came to not only hear it, but also participate in reading. And thousands of people actually were reached in this way.
So these public readings, they didn't take place only in churches, but in various public places.
Yes, exactly. On the contrary, I don't think we ever had a public Bible reading in a church as such. The whole point is to bring the Bible, bring the Word of God, so to say, outside of the church walls. So that's the whole point, to make it public, to show this is not a church book, really. It's a book that is at the core of our civilization, and that one doesn't really need to be a believer to be touched or somehow encounter the message of these texts.
Was it up to the people who participated which passage of the Bible they wanted to read?
Yes, so this is one of the beauties of this event, is that we don't centrally control it as a Bible 21 Foundation. We only suggest ideas for the local organizers, and it's all up to them. So sometimes it's a local church or organization, sometimes it's a library, sometimes it's just a group of friends who sit in a cafe together and read it. So every organizer, they are all free to choose which text to read. And of course, because this all happens in the time of Easter, the Passion text from the Gospels or the Old Testament text about the Passover or the prophecies about the Passion of the Messiah are being read. We have some suggestions what people can read, but eventually it's all up to them. Actually, some of the local organizers organized in such a way that was like a non-stop reading of the Bible. So some read maybe the whole New Testament through, and many also read the whole Bible through in sort of a non-stop Bible reading marathon. It's quite surprising that you can read the whole Bible through in 3 days and nights if you just don't stop.
Obviously, because of the coronavirus outbreak, this edition of the public reading of the Bible will be quite different. You have to take the event online. So how is it going to be different this year? What is it going to look like?
Yes, of course. At first, we were struck, as everyone else, with the restrictions. There's no way to gather and do the reading together. But everything moves online this year, and so do we. So we have instructions on our website, czteniebiblia.cz, about how this can be done. Basically, we do two things. We have different public figures recording their reading and inviting people to take part in the readings. So this week, actually, we have Tomasz Sedláček and, for example, the actress from the National Theatre, Magda Borová, or Martin C. Putna, a professor of literature, and others who read their favorite portions of the Bible and invite people to take part in the readings. And the reading itself will start next week, the Easter week, where we encourage the organizers or whoever wants to organize it to choose an online platform and basically do the whole thing through a video conference call. So we expect, instead of shutting down this event, we expect actually to see a growth, and many more people might take part because they can do so from their homes.
Would you say it is more important than ever to read the text of the Bible in this difficult situation? And can it perhaps bring some sort of comfort or reassurance to people?
Yes, exactly. I do think that, because the Bible is not a rule book. It's a message of hope that reaches beyond the limits of this life and this world. And it's a love story about the Creator and His creation. So yes, the reading of the Bible has this effect of bringing hope, bringing peace, and bringing actually joy that, as the Bible says, passes all understanding. So yes, we think it is more important for believers and so-called non-believers this year to actually open this old book and see how relevant it is for today.